Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Life often presents us with challenges that seem insurmountable, leaving us feeling overwhelmed and helpless. However, during these times, we need a powerful reminder of God's supernatural intervention in the lives of His people. Today, we will explore the incredible story found in 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 6, where the prophet Elisha defied the laws of nature by making an iron axe head float. This miraculous event serves as a profound illustration of God's ability to make the impossible possible. Through this story, we will be inspired to trust in God's miraculous power and believe that there is nothing He cannot do. I pray that you will be blessed to trust God and receive your own miracle as you listen to this message. The topic is, Float the Axe. And our Bible text is from 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 1 to 6.
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 1 to 6. And the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, Behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there, where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried, and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, Where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick, and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim.
In our journey of faith, we often face situations that seem impossible to overcome. We encounter obstacles and challenges that make us question our abilities and question whether there is any hope for a breakthrough. It is during these moments that we need to remember the powerful story found in the book of 2 Kings, which reveals the supernatural intervention of God's power. The story in 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 6 recounts an incident involving the prophet Elisha and the sons of the prophet. As they were cutting down trees near the Jordan River, one of the sons of the prophet's iron axe head slipped from its handle and fell into the water. Filled with distress, he cried out to Elisha, the man of God, for help. Sensing the urgency and knowing that the axe head was borrowed, Elisha asked him to show him the exact place where it fell. Elisha then cut a stick and threw it into the water at that very spot. To everyone's astonishment, the iron axe head began to float and rise to the surface. In an extraordinary display of God's power and provision, the seemingly irretrievable was restored. This miraculous event demonstrates that nothing is too difficult for God, and He can turn the impossible into a reality. This incredible event showcases the supernatural power of God at work. Just as Elisha was able to make the iron float, God can intervene in our seemingly impossible situations and provide the breakthrough we desperately need. This story teaches us that when we turn to God with our problems, no matter how overwhelming they may seem, He has the power to provide a solution. Just as Elisha used a simple stick to make the iron axe head float, God can use ordinary means to bring about extraordinary results. We find another remarkable example of God's intervention in the New Testament when Jesus walked on water, Matthew chapter 14 verses 22 to 33. The disciples were in a boat, struggling against strong winds and waves, then Jesus appeared, walking on the water. Initially, the disciples were terrified, thinking they had seen a ghost. But Jesus reassured them, saying, Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. Peter, full of faith, responded, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. And Jesus called Peter to step out of the boat, and for a moment, Peter walked on water too. However, as soon as he took his eyes off Jesus and focused on the storm, he began to sink. Jesus reached out his hand, saving Peter and saying, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" The stories of Elisha and Peter challenge us to examine our own lives and consider the areas where we are struggling to trust in God's power. Are we allowing the storms of life to overwhelm us? Do we find ourselves sinking in doubt and fear? It's time to regain our focus on Jesus, the one who can make the impossible possible. He is the source of our strength and the one who can turn our situations around. What are you going through today that seems impossible to overcome? I don't know what challenges you are facing, but are you willing to trust in God's supernatural power to bring a breakthrough? Do you believe that God can make the impossible possible in your life? As we face challenges that tend to stop us in life, we need to take practical steps of faith. Here are some practical ways to incorporate this message into our daily lives. 1. Cultivate unwavering faith. Take time each day to strengthen your faith through prayer, studying the Word of God, and meditating on His promises. As you grow in your relationship with God, your trust in His power will deepen. 2. Fix your eyes on Jesus. In the midst of challenging circumstances, fix your gaze on Jesus rather than focusing on the storm. When doubts and fears arise, remind yourself of His faithfulness and His ability to do the impossible. 3. Surrender control. Let go of your need for control and surrender your circumstances to God. Trust that He has a plan and that His ways are higher than ours. Allow Him to work in His perfect timing and according to His perfect will. 4. Seek wisdom and guidance. Just as Elisha sought the location of the fallen axe head, seek God's wisdom and guidance in every situation. Through prayer and seeking His word, allow the Holy Spirit to guide you in making wise decisions and discerning God's will for your life. 5. Step out in faith. When God calls you to step out in faith, don't hesitate or allow fear to hold you back. Trust that He will provide what you need as you take that step, even if it seems impossible. Remember that God's power is made perfect in our weakness. As we anchor our trust in God's power and His ability to make the impossible possible, the Bible provides us with encouragement on what God can do in our lives if we turn to Him. In Matthew chapter 19 verse 26, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." This verse encourages us to trust in God's power to make the impossible possible in our lives. It serves as a reminder that no matter how challenging our circumstances may seem, God is able to bring about breakthroughs and overcome any obstacle. Furthermore, Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 27 says, "I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me?" Jeremiah spoke these words from the Lord to the people of Israel during a time of great distress and uncertainty. The Israelites were facing the consequences of their disobedience and were about to be taken into captivity by Babylon. In the midst of their despair, God reminded them that He is the God of all mankind, and nothing is too hard for Him. This verse serves as a powerful affirmation of God's sovereignty and His ability to intervene in any situation, no matter how dire or hopeless it may appear. It reassures us that there is no challenge too great for God to overcome. When we face overwhelming circumstances, we must rely on His unlimited power and wisdom. As you go today, take a moment to reflect on the areas of your life where you need to trust in God's supernatural power. Identify any doubts, fears, or areas where you have taken your eyes off Jesus. Pray and ask God to strengthen your faith and help you keep your eyes fixed on Him. Write down one specific situation where you need God's intervention and trust Him to make a way. Throughout the day, remind yourself of His power and faithfulness. May the Lord show Himself great in your life as you do this in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You with hearts full of gratitude for Your miraculous power and Your unwavering faithfulness. Thank You for the incredible stories in Your Word that remind us of Your ability to make the impossible possible. Today, we ask for Your strength and guidance as we navigate through challenges and obstacles in our lives. Lord, we confess that at times we allow doubt and fear to consume us. But today, we choose to surrender our doubts and fears to You. Help us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, knowing that You are with us in every circumstance. Thank You, Lord, for the reassurance that with You, all things are possible. We declare supernatural breakthrough and the favor of God into our lives today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Chronicles chapter 23, chapter 24 and chapter 25. And for the evening, John chapter 16 verse 16 to 33. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.